Well, let's talk about some of your photographs since we're over here at Photo Mall currently anyway. And before we get started too much on the photographs, give me a little background. How did Larry Berman get started taking photographs anyway?
Well, 1971. I sound younger than I am.
Yeah, you sound real young.
1971, I got my first camera. And it became like a passion. It opened a door for me that I never knew existed. I think from the first roll of film, I was able to make money from my photographs. It just came naturally. Within 3 years, I was shooting sports, and I became the staff photographer for the New York Nets ABA basketball team. And that was the last 3 years of the ABA when they had Julius Erving. So,
That's the old American Basketball Association.
Yes, yeah. With the red, white, and blue ball.
Right.
And it was interesting because at the time Julius Erving was the best basketball player. And just having access was amazing when I think back what it was like.
Well, in order to get good basketball shots, you pretty much did you play sports yourself?
I played basketball in high school. I understood the game. The best spot to photograph basketball from is literally under the basket with like a 50-millimeter lens. Most of my pictures were shot with an 85-millimeter lens from right under the basket, which is a medium telephoto, so the focus had to be right on. This was before the strobes. Everything was available light. You were shooting high-speed ektachrome and pushing it a stop. And so basically you were shooting a 250th of a second wide open, no autofocus. They hadn't invented it yet.
Yeah, I know those days.
Yeah, and I loved it. I used to go to all the Net games, all the home games, and then I started I was living in New York City, so I started going to all the Knick games at Madison Square Garden, and I started supplying the NBA programs with pictures, you know, during those 3 years also.
And you got to meet a lot of the basketball players from the old days that grew up to become really famous famous basketball players.
Yeah, here's an interesting anecdote. Sven Nader was an avid photographer. He was a center for the Nets at one time. And he actually went to a game in Philadelphia with me where he sat on the floor taking pictures next to me.
Whoa.
And the other players would do double takes when they saw him sitting there.
That's amazing. Are you still in contact with him today?
No. No, this is, you know, almost 30 years ago.
Sure. That'd be interesting to look him up. You know, are there any basketball players that you know of today that are into photography?
No, when I stopped doing sports, I kind of broke contact with that whole, that was like another part of my life.
Yeah.
That ended like 25 years ago. And I think what happened was I had a picture on one of my websites and I kept getting people contacting me asking me if they could buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So it got me thinking about all this film I had sitting in the basement, and it's been about 2 years now. I started scanning my film. I put up my website. And since day one, I've been able to sell prints off my website because the historical value, you know, the people are into that. There's nothing like that around anymore.
Yeah, the nostalgia factor.
The nostalgia factor.
Sure. I know. Well, actually, in a few minutes here, we're going to go to some of your photographs. We're going to pause for a commercial break. But I noticed that you have names like Pistol Pete Maravich and Dr. J, of course, and even who is now called Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, but wasn't he Lou Alcindor when you took some photographs of him?
No, he was Jabbar then.
Was Jabbar?
He was Lou Alcindor when he was in high school.
Ah, okay. Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. Boy, it shows you where I'm going back to.
Well, I guess we're about the same age.
All right. Well, Larry, stick around, and we'll go through some of the photographs you sent over to us. Hi, everyone. We're back. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers, and we're speaking with Larry Berman, who co-authored a book with Chris Mayer called 50 Fast Digital Camera Techniques. He's a regular contributor to Shutterbug and eDigital Photo Magazines. And he has a treasure chest of photographs from the old ABA and the about basketball, the American Basketball Association, and we're talking with Larry. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Jack.
I just wanted to get everybody to go to over here to Photomall, spelled F-O-T-O-M-A-L-L. And if you're in your car, remember that when you get home, go to www.photomall.com. And Larry has provided us with some images to take a look at. And we're going to look at image number one here, and it looks to me like, but you correct me. Well, do you know, this looks like Dr. J getting ready for a big jam.
So. Yes, and it actually, this is an interesting picture. This was his first, it was either his first or his second game with the Philadelphia 76ers. So it would have been the year after the ABA ended. Would have been the fall of 76, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, this picture, or one right after it in the sequence, was used as a poster by Spalding.
Oh, wonderful. So when you shoot these shots, you retain the copyrights, and then you sell them to people?
Well, actually, that's an interesting point. When I shot these, I was what you would call a freelance photographer.
Mm-hmm.
I was never under contract with anybody.
Oh, so you do own the rights to them?
Yes.
Okay.
All the film came from my out-of-pocket expenses.
And that's why you can put them on your website and sell them yourself.
Right. And I'm selling them as fine art prints. I'm selling them for editorial use. Any commercial use, I turn down anybody that does not have a contract with the athletes.
Oh, okay. And what are the price ranges? And give us your website.
Well, the website is BermanSports.com. That's BermanSports.com. And my 8x10 start at $25. I think I have a special going where you can buy 5 for $100.
Do you sign any on?
I sign all the prints on the back. I include a certificate that has a little bit of my bio on it. And it talks about the archival quality of the prints that I sell. Everything is printed on Fuji Crystal Archive paper.
Oh, wonderful. These are going to last forever then.
Well, at least 60 years.
Yeah, well, yeah, they tell
but
us
that's forever at our age.
Yeah, that's right. I'm glad you said that. Well, moving on, picture number three here. Who do we have in that one?
Well, that's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
He's
playing for the Lakers, and he's going up against John Gianelli of the New York Knicks.
And, you know, the interesting part, again, I just want to remind people, is that you did not use a strobe.
No. Well, everything was available light, and you have to learn how to capture, how to anticipate and then capture the movement so it doesn't show a blur.
Yeah, I would imagine. And plus, the other thing is getting in. I mean, I would imagine back then it might have been a little easier than it is today to get in that close to be able to shoot a shot.
Yeah, I like to tell the story of how I became a sports photographer.
Tell us.
My parents, you know, I think I was 24 or 25 at the time. My parents had tickets to an ABA game to see the Nets, and I had just gotten a camera. So I said, okay, this will be an interesting opportunity. So we went to the game, and if you've looked through any of my pictures, you notice all the Nets pictures, you can see the stands are empty. It's nothing like it is today.
Yeah.
So basically, wherever we were sitting, I just walked down and I sat down at the side of the court next to another photographer. And I said, you know, this is really cool. The next game, I went back and I gave the security guards prints from the pictures I had taken the first game, and they let me in.
Oh, just because you gave them the prints?
Right.
Wonderful.
And I kept doing that until they got to know who I was and they thought I belonged there. So one day, the Nets public relations director is Barney Kremenko. He walks up to me and he says, I see you sitting here all the time. Can you do some pictures for me? And that's how I became the team photographer.
Amazing. That opportunity.
Yes.
And you turned it into a job. And that's
a career.
Yeah, a career, a lifetime career, really. And it's not just basketball. I said we got a shot. Who are we looking at in the next? The tennis player.
That's Jimmy Connors at Forest Hills.
Wow, we all know Jimmy.
And at the time, I was a contributing photographer to Sport Magazine, so Sport Magazine would get me credentials to events like this.
Oh, so then you started getting credentials after you were known.
Right.
Ah, good. And then we moved back to basketball, and one of my favorite players, Pistol Pete.
Yeah, and actually, you know, I'm missing about three-quarters of the film I shot during that period. But fortunately, I had kept the best of all the best players. I have about 8 different pictures of Pete Maravich.
Wow.
You know.
And you know, you didn't know it, realize it at the time, but you were, you know, and I don't think any photographer really does at the time, or maybe they do subconsciously, but you were recording history, and these guys grew up to be really famous people in our society.
Yes, and you don't, that's true, you don't think about when you're shooting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of the things people would say to me, wow, that was a really great game, you know, and I'm saying to myself, I didn't see it, I was looking through my camera.
Right.
And I saw the game at home when I edited my film.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. What's it like as a photographer? So you're concentrating so much on getting the shots, you're really not paying attention to who wins, who loses.
Right.
But you are looking at if you see a spectacular shot.
Well, like, you might be looking at a specific player.
Mm-hmm.
Like Pete Maravich, you mm-hmm. know, is well known. Of course, Julius Erving.
Well, the next photo you have at a soccer match, isn't that
right.
Pele?
Yes, Pele. I was shooting for Black Sports Magazine, which is no longer in existence.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent me to a soccer game. Pele played for the Cosmos, the New York Cosmos, and they played on Randall's Island.
Amazing.
And I remember that. And at the time, I didn't even, that was one of my first, that was the beginning of my career. I didn't even have a motor drive for my camera.
That's
so it was just like a single frame that was able to capture like the way he played soccer.
Yeah.
It's an upside down bicycle kick, and you can see the name on the back of his shirt.
Yeah, that's how I noticed. And then we moved down picture number 7. Who do we have there?
Bill Walton.
Bill Walton. Oh yes, very famous basketball player. And then next to him we have
that's the picture of Julius Erving. The dunk picture, right? The black and white?
Yeah, right, the black and white shot.
Yeah, that picture has become one of my most famous pictures from that day. That ran in Newsweek magazine as in an article on the last ABA game when the Nets, that was taken the last game of the playoffs when the Nets played Denver and they came from behind.
Wow.
And it kind of symbolized Julius Erving. It symbolized the ABA, the power.
Right. Now, do you shoot black and white, or was this a transfer?
Oh, no. Now, at the time, I was shooting black and white. Remember, mm-hmm. I was paying all my own expenses out of pocket.
Oh, yes.
I would shoot 2 rolls of color and 2 rolls of black and white per game.
Wow, that's amazing how things have changed. Well, what do you shoot these days, Larry?
Shooting digital. I use Coolpix cameras. I have a Nikon D70 that I use for studio work.
I gotcha. Well, let's get through the rest of it. Picture number 9, what do we have?
Picture number 9 is Julius Erving going up for a layup playing for the 76ers.
And then the final picture on page 2.
Yeah, that is the classic ABA picture.
Wow.
Julius Erving it's a public relations picture that I did for the Nets where Julius Erving is holding the ABA basketball out, and you can see ABA on the ball. And that picture has been used on 2 magazine covers in the last year, plus a pull-out poster from the Street and Smith's basketball annual.
That is just awesome. Well, I really thank you for sharing these images with us. Do you have a